Good afternoon. It's Monday, October 7th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Goldblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A special state Senate panel has been created to look into the search process and hiring of the new president of the University of South Carolina. Senate President Harvey Peeler announced the creation of the select committee today, saying it will look into the selection process used in the search. USC trustees hired retired Army General Robert Caslin in August following a controversial search process. The select committee will be chaired by Republican Senator Greg Gregory of Lancaster. State investigators are seeking the public's help with locating potential victims in connection to a human trafficking case in Florence County. Jason Pope of Florence was arrested in August and charged with multiple counts related to trafficking minors and kidnapping. Authorities now believe there are additional victims out there or others who may know of Pope's activities. Anyone with knowledge is encouraged to contact SLED. Officials are monitoring the air around a water treatment facility in Lancaster County after a chlorine leak earlier today. The Rock Hill Herald reports a cloud of gas escaped this morning from the Lancaster Water and Sewer Plant near the Catawba River and York County line. Authorities report that the leak has been stopped and that they're just sticking around as the plume dissipates. No one was reported injured. Nearly two dozen people have been displaced after a morning fire ripped through an apartment complex in Columbia. The state newspaper of Columbia reports more than 40 firefighters were on the scene battling the flames on the 800 block of Menlo Drive. One person was reported to have minor injuries. The Red Cross is providing aid to at least 21 people. Moving on, researchers have been trying to learn more about a plant that's invaded lakes across the southeast and contributed to the deaths of eagles and other birds. Scientists say the hydrilla has helped cause the deaths of American bald eagles and thousands of other water birds over the past two decades. The problem has been especially acute at the Thurman Lake on the Savannah River between Georgia and South Carolina. And some prominent South Carolina Republicans are voicing their disapproval of President Donald Trump's decision to pull American troops out of northern Syria. Senator Lindsey Graham fired off more than a dozen tweets this morning, saying it virtually reassures the reemergence of the Islamic State, while former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said we're turning our back on our allies. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.